Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, my dear friends. We are studying together the Gospel of John, and this ministry meeting, we are continuing on with the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. In Hebrew, the name is Yohanan. Yohanan was the one that presenting before us the divine nature of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, when he was used by the Spirit of God to pen down this gospel according to Yohanan, according to John. We are now in the 12th chapter, and I would like to begin reading in this session from verse 20 of John chapter 12. We're going to read all the way to the end of the chapter. John 12 and verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came, therefore, to Philip, which was in Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Yeshua. We would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Yeshua answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, Abba, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Messiah abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Verse 35, Then Yeshua said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes, and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. This thing said Isaiah when he saw his glory, and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believe on him. But because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved their praises of men more than the praise of God. Yeshua cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that reject me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Beloved brothers and sisters, we read in this message from verses 20 to the end of the chapter, to verse 50, and this is the second half of the 12th chapter, through which chapter we have learned that the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, he was the one that was appealing in his final public ministry to various groups among the people of Israel. The first one was in chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, was with his friends there in Beit Onya, Bethany, at the house of Miriam, Martha, and Eliezer, whom he had raised. And he wanted to encourage them and to strengthen them in believing on him. Then in the second portion, verses 12 to 19, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, spoke to the Jewish people who came to the Feast of Pesach. With them he communicated, and he told them in these verses 12 to 19 of the fact that he was the one that came in order to provide redemption. And as he was presenting himself before the people during the feast in the city of Jerusalem, many took palm trees, branches, and they said, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And now the Lord came into this triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem. And then we read that they understood not when he was coming to the city of Jerusalem. He found a young donkey and he sat on it, and it is written, Fear no, daughters of Zion, fulfilling what the prophet Zechariah was prophesying concerning the first coming of the Messiah. And if you remember, we read that these things understood not his disciples, at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him. But we read that the people, therefore, that was with him when he called Eliezer out of the grave, you know what we read, for this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. And you remember we concluded in verse 19 in our previous message that the Pharisees, therefore among the people, said, Do you see how ye prevail in nothing? Look, the whole world is gone after him. And you see, my dear friend, dear brothers and sisters, many had followed the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, even though their measure of understanding was limited, but they did believe. But the Pharisees and the spiritual leaders of Israel who were there, they saw that many follow him, and they were so concerned because the whole world, according to them, is gone after him. Well, in the next portion, which we are dealing with in this ministry meeting, verses 20 to the end, we see now that Yeshua is now relating to the Greeks, to the Hellenistic Jews who came to the city of Jerusalem for the feast. And then ultimately at the end, he is also relating to those who did not believe on him. So this passage is very important because the whole purpose behind these verses, that there was final part of the public ministry of the Lord in the land of Israel, and he, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, relate himself to different groups among the people of Israel. His friends in Bethany, the Jewish people who came to the Feast of Pesach, the Hellenistic Jews who came to the feast, and ultimately those who did not believe on him. So there were various groups in which he was communicating with during the time that he came in this triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem. So when we have arrived now to verse 20 of chapter 12, from verse 20 to verse 36, we see what happened when these Greek Jews, the Hellenists who came to the feast in the city of Jerusalem and wanted to see Jesus. We read in verse 20, and there came certain Greeks, the Hebrew word is Yevanim, in the Greek is Hellenists, among them that came up to worship at the feast. Some might say that these are Gentiles who got converted, became believers in the God of Israel. They may have been around the world attending various synagogues. They come now to the feast in Jerusalem in order to celebrate the feast of Passover. And so some would suggest that these are simply non-Jewish Greeks who came from the nations of the world, but they must have been those who must have been converts into the God of Israel. And of course, from other texts, we can see that these Hellenists were people who actually were Jewish believers who came to keep the feast of Passover, but they were what we call them today Hellenistic Jews, Greek Jews who live in the diaspora. You remember, according to Acts chapter 6, there was a friction in the early assembly in the city of Jerusalem between the local Jews, the local one, the one who lived in Israel, born in the land, and others who came from among the nations of the world. We read in Acts chapter 6 and verse 1, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Greeks or the Grecians against the Hebrews because of their widows. They were neglected in the daily administration. In other words, there were in the early days in the local assemblies in the city of Jerusalem, in the land of Israel, there was a murmuring between the Grecian Jews and Hebrew Jews. In other words, to remind you, that the time where the non-Jews, the Gentiles, have entered into the body of Christ, the Samaritans in Acts chapter 8, and the Gentiles through Cornelius, who was the first one to come in, then the Jews, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles were now part of this local church, local assembly. But during the time where before the church was born, before the assembly was born, we have here these Hellenistic Jews coming to the land of Israel to celebrate the feast of Pesach in the temple. So they come, and what do they say? They come to worship, and the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida, of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." What a wonderful expression we have here in this verse 21 in Hebrew. Chafetzim anachnu lirot et Yeshua. We want to see Yeshua. We want to see Yeshua. They've heard of him. They've heard of what he has done with the raising of Eliezer, the miracle that he has done. They came and they wanted to see Jesus. We do not even hear or read whether they have really conversed with him. But one thing we do read, that they said, "We would see Jesus." We wanted to see Yeshua. So Philip cometh and he telleth to Andrew, verse 22, and Andrew and Philip tell this to Yeshua, to Jesus. But then you notice, in verse 23, all the way to verse 28, Yeshua, Jesus, is answering Andrew and Philip, and he is telling them in verses 23 to 28, he emphasizes the fact that the glory of God, that God is going to be now glorified when he will soon die and pay for the question of sin. It is very interesting that we do not read that he spoke to these Greeks who sought for him, yet the answer that he has gave to Philip and Andrew is this. Notice this, beautiful. In verse 23, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I just want to pause here for a moment. While we do not read that he is speaking now to these Hellenistic Jews, Jews from the diaspora, or Gentiles who convert to become believers in the God of Israel who came to see Yeshua the Messiah. While we don't read him speaking with them or them speaking with him, what we do read that he directed the attention of his disciples to the fact that he is about to die on that shameful tree for the redemption of mankind. And so these Greeks may have come because they have heard about his miracles, which he had made, but he is pointing to the fact that he didn't come to provide miraculous events here in this world, but he came in order that he will pay for sin, because otherwise there will never be a possibility for man to enter into a relationship with God. And so he's saying, the hour is come. And notice what Yeshua the Messiah always said this of himself. He called himself the Son of Man should be glorified. Notice the word Son of Man. Many times in Scripture we find our Lord Yeshua using this expression, Ben Ha'adam or Ben Adam. In fact, he's speaking this of himself so many times, over 75 to 80 times in the gospel. Began in Matthew 8, verse 20, Yeshua saith unto him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head." This is a messianic title that our Lord Yeshua the Messiah gave to himself, taken from the prophecy that Daniel the prophet received from the angel when he was in the dispersion in Babylon. In Daniel, We read in Daniel 7:13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like unto the Son of Man, Ben-Hadam, came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. This is the Son of Man, Ben-Hadam, the Messianic Man that will come with the clouds of heaven. You remember what we read in the book of Revelation in chapter 1, where we read in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 1, we read of the second coming of the Messiah. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. This has to do with the second coming. And the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, call himself Ben-Hadam, Ben-Adam, the Son of Man. He became a man in order to provide salvation because he could die as a man for the sin of this world. The second time it is mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew is Matthew 9, verse 6, but that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. As we read here in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 9, Mark in his gospel, Yeshua again mentioned the fact that he is the Son of Man in the gospel of Mark chapter 2 and verse 10, but that he may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. You see, he is Ben-Hadam, Ben, the Son of Man. We can continue on, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, throughout the gospel. In the gospel of Luke, the first time it's mentioned in Luke chapter 5 and verse 24, but that ye may know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sins. And here we find out in the gospel of John, Yohanan, Yeshua once and again speaking of himself, calling himself Ben-Adam. In John chapter 1 we read, and he says unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And John 3 and verse 13, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Ben-Hadam, in Hebrew it's very clear, Ben-Hadam is a messianic title, my dear friend, and I would like just to mention for the benefit of us all, when the Lord was standing before the spiritual leaders of Israel, confessing that he was the Son of Man, we read that they understood that that is a messianic title, that Yeshua is speaking of himself as the one that has the messianic title. He is the Messiah. You remember what he said in Matthew chapter 26. This is the last time in the Gospel of Matthew which Yeshua used the word the Son of Man. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in clouds of heaven. This is Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. What do you think the high priest did in verse 65? Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. When Yeshua used the expression, the Son of Man, the spiritual leaders of Israel understood that it is speaking about the Messiah himself. So you notice, the hour is coming when the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, and listen how beautiful, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You see, it's like it's a parable. It's a mashal. Parabole. The Lord is taking an example from that which is naturally happened here on earth to apply this to himself. He will be as the corn of wheat that fall into the ground and die. And just as a corn of wheat could not bring fruit unless it goes into the ground and die, and then bring forth fruit, there will never be fruit for God in this world for mankind unless the Messiah pay for our sin. And he surely paid for the sin of this world when he died. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. My dear friend, I hope we can grasp it. I hope we can understand it. That he was speaking, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, our Mashiach, is speaking of himself that it was necessary for him before he will return as man to glory, to heaven. It was necessary that he will die first. A corn of wheat must fall into the ground and die. And if it doesn't die, it will remain alone. A corn of wheat that will not be placed in the ground and die, it will not bring fruit. It will not grow. The Messiah had to die in order to bring fruit. And what does that mean? That when Yeshua would go and die on the tree, he will provide fruit for mankind. So wonderful to know that. So precious to our hearts to know that. That the reason that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, came to this world is to pay for the sin of this world. And so he continues and he says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. In other words, one that will identify with the Messiah, with that corn of wheat, with the Mashiach, the Son of Man, who will die, he will ultimately will gain. But if he will not identify with him and seek to have his life only here in this world, he will lose it. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.